Hi, am I on the air?
Yep.
Fuck.
Thanks.
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Don, I got you.
Don, I got you. Do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touch. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say a tag grounded, I don't trust these ceilings. Spread a cushion nose, and I'm on your ear. Highest necks on the cloud, am I in the air? Sunday night's prime time, I flex my better Voltron. Transform to DX Don, mega and off-scene. You probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, how short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing on? Am I on the air? On the air?
Well, what is going down, everybody? Welcome back to a brand new Am I on the Air? We are live here from the Red Dragons Radio Studios. I am your host, Don Mega, and this is Season 10, Episode 16, tonight's show title. It is Tuesday, April the 28th. Yes, I'm a day late on doing the show, and I'm going to tell you why. A little behind-the-scenes stuff right here. So, I do the show pretty much every Monday, and I was ready to do the show yesterday, but what happened was Friday night, thanks to a little-known restaurant called Applebee's, I got food poisoning really, really bad, and I basically threw up the entire night, and it scratched my vocal cords, and I basically had no voice the entire weekend. Yesterday, my voice started to come back, but it was really, really scratchy. And I was just like, there's no way I can do a show right now with my voice sounding like this. So I decided to postpone it a day and do it today instead. So here I am. My voice is pretty much back. It's not 100% yet, but pretty much back. So I am glad to be here. We got a lot to talk about. The show title of it being ha 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 is, of course, because secretly Friday night out of nowhere, David Ayer, director of the Suicide Squad movie, dropped what supposedly is the first official post picture of Jared Leto as the Joker. And so we're going to talk about that in a little bit. We, of course, have our movie review of the week that we're going to get right into, which is Ex Machina. Remember, I tried to review this movie a couple weeks ago, but then it was in limited release and could not see it because it wasn't playing anywhere. Finally started playing here, so me and Geeky Pat went and checked it out, and I really, really liked it. I thought the acting was incredible in it. I thought the movie had some really good twists and turns, and the ending of it, I actually did not see coming. So those are all really big things when it comes to movies. The film stars Oscar Isaac, who is going to be your Apocalypse in X-Men Apocalypse, along with Domhnall Gleeson. And I forget what the girl's name is, but basically that's it. You have three actors in this entire movie. There's one other girl in the film, but she doesn't have any dialogue, so I won't even talk about that. But long story short, basically Oscar Isaac is an inventor, and Domhnall Gleeson works for his company, which is kind of like a Google, and they say that he's won a contest, and he gets to go fly out to Oscar Isaac's home and hang out with him and basically see what he's working on. So after signing kind of like a non-disclosure agreement, Oscar Isaac shows him that he's been working on an AI. He's created a robot, which is this female who's really, really good. Her name is Ava in the movie, and he creates her, and he wants Domhnall Gleeson to basically interview her for a week and pretty much test her just to see, like, does she have true consciousness? And could she basically make it out in the real world without people knowing she's a robot? So he does, and he starts to kind of like her, and then there's the twists and turns of, oh, don't trust Oscar Isaac's character, and then, but like, is she telling the truth, or is, you know, is he a bad guy, or is he a good guy, or is there, you know, it really kind of starts to get you guessing, and you're like, damn, who's telling the truth here, you know, is Oscar Isaac kind of bad, or is he good, and the robot's manipulating things, is she falling for him, or is he falling for her? It just takes so many twists and turns in it. Some of it's predictable. Some of it kind of does get boring. But overall, it was a really, really solid film. And I really enjoyed it. When I left the theater and we were talking about this movie, and I initially tweeted out my review, I said it was 3.5 out of 5 stars. And I really gave it 3.5 just because of its slow, kind of boring parts that it hits sometimes. But now that I've had a couple days to kind of soak the movie in and think about it, I really, really enjoyed it. So you know what? This doesn't happen very often, but I'm changing my rating. My official rating now for Ex Machina is going to be 4 out of 5 stars. I'm not going to say the replay value of this movie is really high, and you should run out and buy it on Blu-ray or digital. But from a movie-going experience, I like the tone, I like the acting, I like the twist, and I did not see the ending coming, so I was like, okay, that was actually pretty damn awesome. So, you know, this movie currently has like a 90% Rotten Tomato on it. It's certified fresh. It's one of the highest reviewed movies of the year, and I really, really enjoyed it. So I was like, you know what, I'm being too hard on it with my 3.5, so I'm deciding to change it and make it a 4 out of 5 stars. So there's your review of Ex Machina. You can also see my review on Instagram. Check out my 15-second review. I believe I did give it 4 out of 5 stars on Instagram. I just did that review yesterday. And once again, if you're not following me on Instagram, you need to just search Am I On The Air and follow us. We do 15-second movie reviews. We've been posting up all the new posters, the Jared Leto Joker. Everything's been coming out. We're putting it up on the Instagram, so check it out. It's really looking good. Alrighty, let's get into our news of the week. When I left you last Monday on last week's episode, which was called Trailer Palooza, one of the things I told you I was going to go do that night was the IMAX special event screening of Batman v Superman. So I ended up going to do it that night along with Geeky Pat, and I saw it with Friggins over on the People's Forum, and we went and checked it out. Shame on Peeps, because at For My Peoples should have been there with us, but he flaked out the last second. While we're waiting in line, the first cool thing that happened was that they gave us a pass, and they said, put your email address on the back of this. And what that's going to do is next year, before the movie opens, they're going to email us all, and we're going to get to see the movie for free a week early before it releases in theaters. So that alone was worth going to this screening. So we really got hooked up. Then we go in, we see the screening, and it has like a little special introduction from Zack Snyder, who's the director. And he stands in front of the Batmobile, and he's like, hey, check out the special trailer for Batman v Superman. Now, of course, the trailer had already leaked. We talked about it on last week's show. And he goes to show the trailer. Now, we had heard rumors that there was going to be some extra stuff in the trailer, so I was waiting. And the trailer was identical. And I was like, man, that sucks. And at the very end of the trailer, the screen comes back up, and it shows a side view of, or a head-on shot of Superman kind of getting up and getting kind of posed down, ready to fight. Then the camera cuts, and it shows Batman in the same pose, bowing down, getting ready to run, getting ready to fight. Then the camera goes to a long, wide shot, and you see Superman coming from the left, Batman coming from the right, Superman basically coming in with that Superman punch. And then, boom, like Rocky and Apollo, the trailer stops there. Just that extra 5 seconds of the trailer was incredible and so worth going, because we got to see that first kind of glimpse of those two about to go head-on at it in their big battle. And it was incredible. I loved it. So the trailer ends, and we all start clapping, and everybody's going, do it again, do it again. And it comes back up with Zack Snyder, and he says, before I show you the trailer again, and we all start clapping and screaming, we're like, yes, we're going to see it again. He talks about that extra scene at the end, and he says, you know, that's exclusive just for this showing. He's like, after this showing, that scene will be lopped off, and you'll never see it again on any of the other trailers. So that's really cool. We got to see a scene that no one else will. And he talks about filming some of the movie in IMAX, which is going to be incredible, of course, because that's the only way to see it. And he replays the trailer again. And, you know, for being the fact that I had already watched the trailer probably a dozen times online before that IMAX event, seeing the trailer in IMAX gave me goosebumps. It really, really did. I mean, the screen goes black and you hear the audio and you see the glimpses of Superman. I'm sitting there just getting chills in the theater, and then seeing Batman and then seeing, you know, tell me, do you bleed? You will. I was just like, oh my God, oh my God. Like, I had never seen it before. It was crazy. And shout out to Geeky Pat once again, who basically resisted the urge to watch it online. He waited, and he got his first experience in that IMAX showing, and he absolutely loved it as well. So me, him, and Friggins brought his girl, and we were all kind of geeking out about it, and it was pretty damn awesome. So that is our experience of the special IMAX event of the Batman v Superman trailer. It was incredible. Thank you, Zack Snyder. After that, he actually released the full first picture of the Batman suit that Ben Affleck will be wearing. So you get the first shot of the suit in its entirety, and it's so cool looking. It is such a cool looking bat suit. It looks like Batman again. Not like the Christopher Nolan ones made it too toned down, too military style. It just didn't look like Batman anymore. This looks like Batman again, and the picture is incredible. You can check it out on our Instagram, along with our Twitter and Facebook, of course. But follow us on Instagram. And so let's get on with it with the rest of the news of the last week. Disney made it official that Boba Fett survived the Sarlacc in Return of the Jedi. So Boba Fett may be returning to the Star Wars universe. He's definitely going to be a part of the Battlefront video game that's coming out. Billy Zane has joined Zoolander 2, so that is pretty damn cool. Rumor has it that the next Transformers movie will be coming in 2017, and it looks like Michael Bay may be directing it again. So he's doing his current movie, and then he says he'll shift his focus to Transformers once he's done. No official word yet that he's going to be directing. He may just be producing, but it's looking like he probably will come back to direct. It is official that Meg LaFeuve and Nicole Perlman have been set as Captain Marvel writers. I talked about this on last week's show. It's the writer of Guardians of the Galaxy and the new Disney movie Inside Out. It was rumored that they were going to be the writers, but it is official that they have come on board for Captain Marvel. Mitch Pileggi has confirmed a return to the X-Files TV show that's coming back. We got some new release dates for some of the Lego movie stuff. The Lego Ninjago movie was originally supposed to open on September 23rd, 2016, and it'll now open on September 22nd, 2017. So that got pushed back a bit. The Lego Batman movie was originally supposed to come out on May 26th, 2017. It's actually coming earlier and will hit theaters on February 10th, 2017. And the Lego movie sequel, that was previously set for May 25th, 2018. It's just moving up a week, and it'll now open up on May 18th, 2018. Warner Brothers has also officially moved their Peter Pan movie called Pan, the one with Hugh Jackman in it. It has been pushed back. It was originally supposed to come out this summer on July 24th, and it'll now come out on October 9th. So yes, October 9th is the new release date of Pan. I think it's a good move for them. It'll have time to kind of do its own thing in October rather than combating with all the big box office tentpoles over this summer. Steve Carell and Emma Stone are set to headline a new film called Battle of the Sexes. The Conjuring creative team is taking on the Entity remake. Jon Stewart has announced that August 6th will be his last day as the Daily Show host. Adrian Palicki and Nick Blood are heading to the mysterious Marvel spinoff series. We talked about this before. Marvel is planning to do a spinoff of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We don't know what it's going to be about yet. But what we do know now is that Adrian Palicki's Mockingbird and Nick Blood's Hunter, who's her husband on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., those two will be going to the spinoff show. I don't know why. We don't know any more about it, but that's what's happening. It is official that the Full House revival, officially called Fuller House, is coming to Netflix. Yes, yes, yes. So look for that on Netflix. Wes Craven is developing a People Under the Stairs TV show that will air on the Sci-Fi Channel. Craig T. Nelson is going to be starring with Jane Fonda on Netflix's new show, Grace and Frankie. Inside, Amy Schumer has been renewed for a fourth season over at Comedy Central. That's really cool. I'm excited about that because I love me some Amy Schumer. We have the new official trailer for Tomorrowland. This dropped basically right after we did the show last week. So, you know, last week we were talking about Trailer Palooza. There's trailers everywhere. Then the Tomorrowland trailer dropped. I was like, what is going on here? So very cool. We have Everything Wrong with the Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies. You can check that out. We have, let's see here. Dominic Sherwood has been cast as Jace Wayland on ABC Family's upcoming Shadowhunters, which is the TV show version of The Mortal Instruments. Marvel's Kevin Feige says that director Adam McKay is in the running for everything. They said they've been so impressed with Adam McKay that they will allow him to direct whatever upcoming show they want to do. So that is really cool. Adam McKay, of course, is more of a comedy director. He helped rewrite the script for Ant-Man. And they've just been so impressed with the dude that they're like, tell us what you want to make, and you can make it. So that is pretty awesome. Kingsman is coming to digital HD and Blu-ray in... digital HD in May and Blu-ray in June. So that is cool. Simon Pegg says that he's writing a kick-ass role for Idris Elba for Star Trek 3. Valiant Comics, we talked about this, couple weeks ago, about Valiant Comics working to partner with some movie studios to bring the TV version or movie version of some of their comics to life. Well, they have partnered officially with Sony Pictures. And I wonder if Fred knows more about this. So, Friggins, hit me up. Let me know what more you know about Valiant. But Valiant is partnering with Sony Pictures for a 5-picture deal that will first bring Bloodshot and Harbinger to the big screen first. And they're looking to do kind of their own Avengers, kind of mash up, team up after the first several movies are out in theaters. So, pretty cool. I'm glad to see another cinematic universe moving forward. Ewan McGregor has been signed on to play Lemaire in Disney's live-action Beauty and the Beast, so it'll be the little candlestick there. A Galaxy Quest TV series is in the works. No word yet on what network or anything like that. But that we are going to get a Galaxy Quest TV show. I know a lot of people have been wanting a Galaxy Quest movie to get a sequel or maybe a reboot, but... I don't think anybody saw that a TV show was was coming in the works. So, very, very cool. Christian Bale, Brad Pitt, Ryan Gosling, and Steve Carell headline The Big Short, and that movie is officially filming now, and that's directed by Mr. Adam McKay himself, speak of the devil. So, very, very cool. And I am so excited to announce that, yes, Daredevil is coming back for Season 2. It's been officially announced by Netflix and Marvel that the first Defender is back for Season 2. It will also be released in 2016, which makes me very, very happy because that was one of the big speculations we were all talking about, was if it does get a second season, do we have to wait to like 2017 or 2018 to watch it? Are they going to go through the entire first phase of the Defenders here first? But it doesn't look like it's the case. It looks like it'll probably air in about the same time in April next year after the Luke Cage show premieres. So very, very exciting to see that Daredevil will be back. Stanley Tucci is going to be playing a brand new character. He's going to be playing a piano. in Disney's live-action Beauty and the Beast. So he's gonna. That's pretty cool. Let's see here. HBO is going to be doing a new show with Whitney Cummings. They're going to be doing a relationship comedy pilot. I really like Whitney Cummings. I liked her show Whitney that was on NBC. It lasted 2 seasons and then it got axed. But I really, really enjoyed it. So with her going to HBO, doing something different with them, I think it could be actually really good because she won't be held down by any kind of restrictions. So I'm excited about that. Let's see here. TV Land's Younger has been removed for a second, or renewed, not removed, renewed for a second season. MTV has renewed Faking It, and they've ordered a new late night celebrity talk show. Park and Recreation's Aziz Ansari and Mike Schur are going to do a new comedy over on Netflix. I'm hella excited about this because anything that Aziz Ansari is involved in, I am about. Let's do it. Marissa Tomei has joined Steve Carell and Brad Pitt in The Big Short. That's a movie I told you he's already filming. John Malkovich has joined Mark Wahlberg in his new movie, Deepwater Horizon. Fred Armisen is joining Zoolander 2. So that's really cool. Fred Armisen's funny as hell. So another great addition to Zoolander 2. WB has their own Robin Hood movie in the works, so that brings the total to 4 Robin Hood films in Hollywood that is being put together. That is ridiculous. No one cares. No one wants another Robin Hood movie. Stop it, Hollywood. Henry Cavill has come out and said that Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice is not a Superman sequel. He says it is about Superman and Batman and the introduction to lead us to the Justice League. Makes perfect sense. Thank you, Henry, and I can't wait to see it next year. Deadwood's W. Earl Brown has been cast as Preacher's Sheriff Hugo Root. We got the article up of all the movies and TV shows coming to Netflix in May of 2015, so you can see what's coming. Sean William Scott says that The Goon 2 is going to start filming in June. You know, a lot of people love The Goon. I didn't care for Goon very much, and I love Sean William Scott. But Goon just didn't do much for me. So it's kind of funny they are moving forward with a sequel. We also have the article of everything that's leaving Netflix in May. So we got what's coming and what's going. Robin Williams' last movie called Boulevard has been given a July 17th release date. USA has canceled Sirens after 2 seasons. I've heard that this show is hilarious, and I've came very close to DVRing it because I watched the commercials and I'm like, you know what, I bet I would probably really like this show. It looks like a really good comedy sitcom, but for whatever reason, USA has canceled it, and that made a lot of people sad, so very sorry to see that go. We have the first official trailer for Infinity, which is a new sci-fi film. We also have a video up of the 13 best Daredevil Easter eggs, so you can check that out. It's pretty cool to see what was hidden in the background there. Let's see. E.L. James's husband, Niall Leonard, is going to be the man scripting the 50 Shades Darker movie. So, as you all know, after 50 Shades of Grey came out, the original screenwriter and director both dropped out and said, we want nothing to do with the sequels, we're done, because of what a nightmare E.L. James was to work with. So, kind of funny that the replacement is her husband. So, obviously, she'll make him do whatever she wants him to do, which means the sequels are going to be terrible. Not that the first one was any better, but this will be even worse. Breaking Bad's Vince Gilligan is going to be doing a Beanstalk remake over at Disney, so that's going to be interesting. DC Comics' Suicide Squad movie has enlisted Common for a mystery role. I really like Common. It was funny because when he got announced, my first thought was he's going to be Jon Stewart. Like, we got Green Lantern. The reason I say that was because a lot of people don't remember, but they were going to do a Justice League movie many years ago, and Common was actually signed to be Green Lantern. He was going to be Jon Stewart. But then the project fizzled and it never happened. So seeing him come back on board, I was like, oh man, they went back to the well and they got Common, and he's our new Green Lantern. I wouldn't mind Common as Green Lantern. I think he's a pretty capable actor, and I think he would pull off Jon Stewart really well. A lot of people speculate that's really weird putting Green Lantern into a Suicide Squad movie. I can agree. But what makes you think that he has to be Green Lantern in this film? What if he's just John Stewart? What if they make John Stewart an Argus guard or something? You know, like he's just a military guard that's with working with Amanda Waller, and he just hasn't been given the ring yet. That way you have already introduced John Stewart into this universe, and you can do with him what you will. So I'm not putting that past anything. But I will tell you that the big rumor that came out a couple days after his announcement is that he will be playing a villain, and most likely he might be Black Manta, which is, of course, is Aquaman's villain. Word has it that he might be in Arkham jail, and basically when they bust out the Suicide Squad, they try to get him to be a part of it, and he refuses and says no, and it's just more of like a cameo type role. To just kind of set up his character for the Aquaman movie. So, maybe that's what it is. Maybe he's Green Lantern. Who knows? But I would not put it so quickly past that he could be Jon Stewart in a non-Green Lantern version. We have the list of the five people that may be the new Spider-Man. Now, take this for what it will be, because it's just kind of... nothing is guaranteed here. But the list includes Asia Butterfield, who was in Hugo and Ender's Game, Timothy Chalamet, who was in 1 and 2 in Interstellar, Tom Holland, who was in Locke in The Impossible, Liam James, who was in Psych in The Way, Way Back, and Nat Wolff for The Fault in Our Stars in the upcoming film Paper Towns. I'm not too thrilled with any of these five names, so I'm hoping that it's not any of them, but... once again, we'll see. They are actually filming Civil War right now. They started filming yesterday. So we got to know here real quick who the hell Spider-Man's going to be, because he's in the damn movie. So stop playing with us, MCU, and tell me who the hell the damn character is. I hope it's none of them. Asia Butterfield would be okay, I guess, just because of what he did in Ender's Game. But that's the only one that I could even see being maybe a possibility out of these five kids. So... speaking of Spider-Man, there's also going to be an animated film coming out. Sony has announced that there will be a Spider-Man animated film from the Lego movies Phil Lord and Chris Miller. So that'll be coming out in 2018. So 2016 will have Spider-Man's appearance in Civil War. 2017 will have the solo Spider-Man movie, which is being rumored to be called Spider-Man the Newest Avenger. And then 2018 will be an animated film by Phil Lord and Chris Miller that will have nothing to do with the MCU. I don't see the point of doing an animated film right now, but that's just Sony trying to get that money, 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 money. Yeah, yeah. Alrighty. Lip Sync Battle has been renewed for a second season over at Spike TV. So congratulations to that. It's actually been pretty damn hilarious. I've watched it every week, and it's been pretty damn funny. The Olsen twins are contemplating their return for the Full House reunion for Fuller House. Let's see if they pop up on that. J.K. Simmons is set to headline the new Starz drama from the Imitation Game director. Maggie Grace is going to be on the next season of Masters of Sex. Sandra Bullock has been named People Magazine's Most Beautiful Woman. I'll give it to her. Sandra Bullock is pretty damn sexy. Nick Robinson and Common have joined Rob Reiner's new Bean Charlie movie. A sequel to Denzel Washington's The Equalizer is in the works over at Sony Pictures. I didn't love The Equalizer that much to get a sequel, man. Hopefully it's better than the first, though. We also posted the brand new music video for our boy Sparrow, so I wanted to shout that out. Sparrow, his new video is for the song Stone Cold Stunna, which is actually really, really tight. You can follow him on Twitter at Toy Sparrow if you're wondering who the hell Sparrow. He's the guy you hear every week at the beginning of this show. He's the guy that does our theme song for Am I on the Air. He's awesome. And I will actually be doing an interview with Sparrow here in the next week or two. That'll be a very special Am I Still on the Air. So looking forward to talking to him. We'll play some Stone Cold Stunna, and we'll talk about his theme song. We'll, you know, get to know Sparrow a little bit more. He's a big fan of TV and movies and wrestling and everything, so Love talking with Sparrow. We have Everything Wrong with Batman Forever in 18 minutes or less. There's a lot wrong with Batman Forever. Let's see here. Star Trek 3's official title may very well be Star Trek Beyond. No official word from the studio or anything on that, but the trademark has been registered by the studio just recently in the last couple weeks. So a lot of people thinking that the movie may be called Star Trek Beyond. Not a bad title, you know, we'll see. I don't hate it. Chris Columbus explains that the Gremlins reboot will be a completely different direction for the franchise, so it's not just going to be a 1-2 reboot. We got an article with Oscar Isaac talking about Apocalypse and assembling the Horsemen, so you can check that out if you're interested. Call of Duty Black Ops 3 has been officially announced. We got the teaser video, we got the first gameplay trailer posted that you can check out. The game officially comes out on November 6th of 2015. So I'll be picking that up. Kiki Pat, you better get that too. And Peeps, you better get it too. Come play with us. Tyler Perry has joined Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 as Baxter Stockman. So that's a cool addition. You know, I typically don't care for Tyler Perry too much, but he actually did a pretty good job in Gone Girl, so I'll allow him to join Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. Attack the Block and Edge of Tomorrow star Franz Drama has joined Arrow and the Flash spinoff show over on the CW. And it's funny because they don't say who he's playing, but if you read the bio to his character, it sounds like he's Cyborg. But it's not Victor Stone or whatever Cyborg's real name is. So I don't know if they're doing some kind of other version of it, but it sounds pretty damn close to Cyborg's origin. We have the first official trailer for Black Mass, which is the new Johnny Depp gangsta movie. It's actually really, really cool. I really like the trailer, and it was good to see Johnny Depp get back to something like this. Riz Ahmed and Sam Claflin are in talks for Star Wars Anthology Rogue One. So some additions there for the casting of Rogue One. We also have the new trailer for The Visit, which is the brand new M. Night Shyamalan horror picture. I'll tell you, I have not liked anything M. Night Shyamalan has done since Signs. Everything in The Village On sucks. And so when I saw he did this, I was like, but I watched the trailer first without knowing he was involved, and I was like, this movie looks pretty cool. And then it said, from writer, director, M. Night Shyamalan. I'm like, oh, God. But it's a pretty decent-looking trailer. It looks good. Looks like he's going back to his classic horror roots, low budget. I think this could be a little hit for him, so check it out. Check out The Visit. Take a little drink here. Today's show is sponsored by Seltzer Water because it's good for my throat. Sorry about that. We have the new release schedule for sci-fi. Oh, excuse me. For all their summer shows. You can check out that article if you're interested. I'm not going to read down everything. We do have the release dates for all you dirty, dirty girls out there that love the 50 Shades of Grey books. 50 Shades Darker will officially hit theaters on February 10th, 2017. And 1 year later, 50 Shades Freed will be hitting theaters on February 9th, 2018. So they messed up already because they should have had this next movie ready to go for 2016. And they lost their director and everything, so they're going to have to skip a year. And then they'll do 17 and 18. So maybe they'll film the other two movies back to back. That'd be the smartest thing to do. Cal Penn is going to lead a new movie called The Girl in the Photographs. It's going to be a new horror film. We got some more movements on release date front. So Warcraft, the movie based on World of Warcraft, it was originally supposed to come out in December of this year. Then it got pushed back to March. It was going to come out on March 11th. Now it's being pushed back again and it's going to come out on June 10th. So Warcraft will come out June 10th, 2016. The Mummy movie, this has already been shifted a million times. It's a reboot of The Mummy. It was lastly going to come out summer of 2016 on June 24th. It will now hit theaters one day after my birthday on Friday, March 24th. 2017 is when Mummy Reboot will come out. And their untitled monster franchise film, which was originally supposed to come out on April 21st, 2017, will now release on March 30th, 2018. And lastly, Pacific Rim 2. Pacific Rim 2 was supposed to come out on April 7th, 2017. It has now been pushed back to August 4th, 2017. So I think the Warcraft move was smart because they put it in the middle of the summer. That means that they're really excited about it and they want it to be a big summer blockbuster. Pacific Rim 2, I think, is a bad move. If they would have kept it in the April release date, they would have done really good business with it. I mean, look what Fast and Furious 7's done. Moving it back to August. August is when the original movie came out and it did not do very good here in the United States. So I think that was a dumb move there. Speaking of Fast and Furious, it's official! Furious 8 is coming to theaters on April 14th, 2017. Aw, yeah! I mean, as if there was any doubt that they were going to do a Furious 8, right? I mean, we all knew it was coming. I didn't know we would get an announcement maybe so quick. But with number 7... doing so much in the box office right now. Like, it literally, it's at like $1.2 billion right now. It's the fourth biggest movie of all time now. Like, it literally just passed Harry Potter to be the fourth biggest movie of all time. Wrap your heads around that. Number 1, Avatar. Number 2, Titanic. Number 3, The Avengers. And now number 4 is Furious 7. Of all time. It's crazy. So of course they would make an announcement, and it's good to know it's coming in a couple years. Furious 8 in theaters April 14th, 2017. Vin Diesel announced it at CinemaCon a couple days ago, so very, very cool. Let's see here. Paul Feig, who directed the upcoming movie Spy, he did Bridesmaids. He did The Heat. Like I said, this summer, he's got a movie coming out called Spy with Melissa McCarthy and Jason Statham. He said he's already writing a sequel to the film. It went so well that they want to already jump on a sequel. So no official word from the studio yet on that, but he is writing a sequel. Fox's Victor Frankenstein looks like a moody, dark sci-fi rather than a straight horror. Great visuals and ominous monster featured. It's a quick little mini review for the new Frankenstein show coming to Fox next year. We have a teaser for 50 Shades of Grey, 50 Shades Darker, which is going to be featured on the Blu-ray for 50 Shades of Grey that's coming out here very soon. Elizabeth Olsen, she plays Scarlet Witch in Avengers Age of Ultron. She is confirmed now to be in Captain America Civil War, which makes me wonder, where's Quicksilver? I don't know, but we get more Scarlet Witch, and I will gladly take me some more Elizabeth Olsen in my life. Charlie Cox, who plays Daredevil, he shares his wishes for season 2 of Daredevil. He says he would like to see Bullseye be a bad guy in it. He would like to see some Elektra. And he would also like to see the addition of the Punisher in his world. So, I tell you, man, I think we all want the Punisher. After seeing how they did Daredevil, we all want some Punisher in our lives, done up Netflix style. We have the first look at James McAvoy and Daniel Radcliffe in Victor Frankenstein. There's a big rumor going around that Doctor Strange may be introduced on Netflix's Iron Fist TV show. Take this for what it will. I don't think the timing lines up properly for that to happen. I think the movie's going to actually hit before Iron Fist does. But that's some rumor that was floating around. So I like to tell you about the rumors and just tell you don't hold me to them. MTV has set premiere date, summer premiere dates for Teen Wolf, Faking It, and Awkward, so you can check that out. Evan Peters has officially joined American Horror Story Hotel. No shocker there. Evan Peters has been on every single season of American Horror Story. We were just waiting for his announcement, and here it is. So, yes, he is back. Quicksilver, the other Quicksilver, is back for American Horror Story. We have a close-up pic of the new Batmobile on our Twitter page, and it looks so pretty. So pretty. We have the new trailer for Barely Lethal, which is a new action film. So we have the first look at Jared Leto as the Joker. So, let's talk about it. Some people hate it, some people love it. I'm in the middle. The more I look at it, I start to lean more towards the like it side. It's very, very different. He's got the green hair. He's very pasty. But he's got, like, capped teeth. He's got tattoos all over. A bunch of ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha- on, you know, his chest. He's got the big grin on his forearm. It looks like he has robin wings on his bicep. He's got a lot of tats. And across his forehead, it says damaged. And he's got a purple glove on his hand. Now, here is my speculation. Because Don Mega has always got speculation. And I think you need to hear me out. Because a lot of times my speculation is never addressed in other forums. And then I end up being right. And I say, people should have listened. This picture was tweeted out as a happy anniversary for the Joker. Because this past Friday, the Joker celebrated his 75th anniversary. So, director of Suicide Squad, David Ayer, sent out the picture. And on the tweet, he wrote, Suicide Squad wishes you a happy anniversary, Mr. J. Now, the film just started filming. And what I feel like is this picture was just done as a happy anniversary picture. It's a publicity photo. I don't think he's going to have these tattoos. And I don't think this is the final look. If you search around, you'll see that there's been a couple very fuzzy type set photos that have come out of Leto as the Joker. And if you look at those photos, his face looks really white, like he's wearing a lot of the white Joker face paint. And he's got the red grin, and he's wearing the Joker suit. He's wearing a white suit, actually. That's way different than what I'm looking at in this promotional picture. So, he could have the tattoos on underneath the jacket. I mean, it's not like he's going to be running around shirtless most of the picture. But I would not be shocked if this was just a tease of, you know, hey, here's your latest Joker saying happy anniversary to a Joker that's been around for 75 years. So, if it is what we end up getting, I don't mind it. He still looks creepy, he still looks sinister, and I would like to see how this gets acted out by him. And if it is a different look and we get a more traditional Joker, cool as well. So, I still think, I stand by my idea since he was cast, that he's going to be awesome as the Joker, and he'll continue to knock it out the park. So, I don't hate the picture, I don't absolutely love it either, but I don't think it's bad. If you'd like to check it out for yourself, you can see it on our Facebook page, you can see it on our Instagram, and of course our Twitter. Tell us what you think. Tweet us at Am I On The Air. Let us know. What do you think of Jared Leto as the Joker? Do you think this is his final look, or do you think it's just a promotional pick? I'm going with promotional pick. I bet you his final look in the film. And if this isn't a promotional pick, I bet this is just one of his looks, and he will change his looks throughout the film. Like, he'll look different in every scene. Because we heard they were maybe going to do that with Harley Quinn. So I could see them doing that with Joker as well. So that is your first look at Jared Leto as the Joker. A screenwriter has been set for the Wolverine movie, the new part 3. It's going to be Michael Green. So he's come on board to script the Wolverine 3. Very excited about that. Although I need Wolverine and Apocalypse. Come on, Bryan Singer. Still waiting for my confirmation. La 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 la. Frank Langella is going to be returning to FX's The Americans. The Deep Blue Good has been officially postponed due to Christian Bale's injury. Christian Bale's torn his ACL, and he will not be able to film the new Deep Blue Good anytime soon. So the movie's on hold officially right now, but it may end up getting scrapped, or they might have to drop Christian Bale and get another actor for it. Michael Bay has debuted a first look at the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle 2 vehicles that have been released. So pretty cool. They have like a new garbage truck. Looks pretty tight. Punk'd is being revived over at BET, and a new Brandy sitcom, along with a Kelly Rowland singing competition, are all coming to BET. We have the Daredevil Postmortem article with Stephen DeKnight, who is the showrunner on season one. He talks about deaths and what's next for Daredevil, so you can read that if you like. I'm not going to get into it because there's spoilers. In TV ratings news, the Bruce Jenner interview that aired on Friday night nabbed 16.9 million viewers. Crazy. And it is official that the E! Channel will be doing a documentary series to chronicle Bruce Jenner's gender transition. I thought this was really cool. If you watch Key and Peele, you know that they do a sketch where Peele plays Obama, and Key is his angry... it's his anger translator. Well, the real Obama did a press conference a couple days ago and actually had Peele jump up on stage as his anger translator. It was pretty damn awesome. Super Troopers 2 is coming, as they have pulled in over $4.5 million from their crowdfunding campaign. That is pretty damn incredible. Daniel Brühl, who we knew is going to be a villain in Captain America Civil War, it has now been confirmed that he's going to be playing Baron Zemo in Civil War. So, very cool. As we await the fate on Constantine, Season 1 is now streaming for free over on NBC. So, they're hoping that maybe some more people will get into it. So, if you haven't seen Constantine yet, or maybe gave up in the early part of the season, I implore you to finish the season out, check it out, and it's streaming for free. You have nothing to lose. Deadpool is at the halfway point of its shooting schedule, so they're busting through this thing like crazy right now. Ryan Reynolds shared a new bloody tweet the other day as production reaches the halfway point. We have an article up with Joss Whedon where he talks about leaving the Marvel Cinematic Universe and some other stuff, so check that out. We have the brand new teaser trailer for Batman Arkham Knight, which looks incredible. And it was revealed in this trailer that Nightwing is going to be in it along with the new Robin. So very, very cool. Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron opened up a week early overseas. And they just overseas now opened up with $202 million. That is insane right there. $202 million just in overseas revenue for Avengers, which of course opens everywhere this Friday. And me and the boys, the whole Red Dragons radio assemble team, will be assembling Thursday night to catch the very first showing of Age of Ultron in IMAX 3D. We were all very, very stoked on that. Let's see, what else do we get here? If you pre-order Call of Duty Black Ops 3, you'll get access to the game's multiplayer beta, so that's pretty much worth it right there. We have the first look at Cody Smit-McPhee as Nightcrawler in X-Men Apocalypse. X-Men Apocalypse also started filming yesterday, just like Civil War, and Bryan Singer didn't wait too long to tweet out the very first look of what Nightcrawler is going to look like in the new film. Now, I'll tell you, a lot of people started bitching right away, saying, like, man, his clothes are so dated and his hairstyle is so dated. People are seeming to forget that Apocalypse takes place in the 80s. So keep that in mind. It's in the 80s. So if you look at that, and then you look at his hair, and you look at his clothes, it makes sense. So do a little bit of research first before you start getting all mad. It's not a present-day Nightcrawler. He's in the 80s, so he's got to look the part. Let's see. We have the new Red Band trailer for Ted 2, so you can check that out. Pretty damn funny. We have a really cool video that I posted called the Marvel Cinematic Universe Tribute. So check that video out. It's actually a really cool tribute video that the guys over at Joe Blow put together. And it basically chronicles the entire MCU through the two phases and from, you know, movie number one, Iron Man, all the way to Ant-Man. So it's very, very cool. Let's see here. Oh, I'm very excited about this. It was announced yesterday that when Avengers Age of Ultron hits DVD and Blu-ray, it will be released in an extended cut. So I am ecstatic about this because I wanted an extended cut of the original Avengers film, because when that came out, we had heard that Joss had a longer version. Same thing with Age of Ultron. We have heard that Joss Whedon's original version of Age of Ultron goes over 3 hours long, and he had to trim it to 2.5 to do this new do the new movie. I want to see that 3-hour version. Give it to me. So I don't know if it's going to be the full 3-hour version, or maybe they're just putting in like two more scenes and it's going to be 2 hours and 40 minutes now. But we will at least get some sort of extended cut when it hits Blu-ray and DVD. So I'm super excited about that. Production is officially underway on Ron Howard's new film Inferno, starring Tom Hanks. So that is underway and filming as well. Lots of filming going on right now. Lots and lots of it. Cinemax has been teasing that their show Strike Back is coming back for a fourth and final season, but they haven't let us know when. Well, we know now that it will debut on Friday, July 31st at 10 p.m. And that's when the series will return with 10 all-new episodes. And it will be its fourth and final season. The reason it was delayed was star Sullivan Stapleton was injured on location in Bangkok, Thailand, where the series was filming. And they had to delay the series for 4 months. Actually 6 months, I'm sorry. In early 2014, the series got pushed back. So they just finished filming, and it is coming on July 31st at 10 p.m. There you go, Cinemax Strike Back. Cirque du Soleil has revealed that they're going to be adding an official Avatar-inspired touring show. I think that would be really, really cool to see. Check out the Funny or Die video with P. Diddy, Sean Combs, and Byung Lee. They did a Rush Hour 4 / Face Off 2 fake movie trailer. Two sequels, one film. Check it out. It's actually pretty damn funny. Aubrey Plaza has boarded Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. It follows Micah Monroe has joined Independence Day 2. Chris Evans has revealed that Avengers Infinity War will be shot back-to-back over a 9-month frame starting in late 2016. So they are going to film that movie back-to-back, which is what we heard that they were probably going to do. So some official word there from Chris Evans, who says once he's done with Civil War, he's going to have about 6 months off to do what he wants, and then he's back for Infinity War 1 and 2. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 has also cast a brand new Shredder. It'll be actor Brian T. I like Brian T. He was actually DK in Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. He was the Drift King. He was in The Wolverine, and he's popped up in a lot of different TV shows. He's a really cool actor, and I think he'll make a really good Shredder. Let's see here. Once again, the rumor mill saying that the Spider-Man reboot will be called Spider-Man the New Avenger. So that's one of the rumors going around right now. Marvel's Daredevil executive producer would love to see the Kingpin fight Spider-Man. So he's pushing to put those two together. I would love to see that as well. It'd be very interesting to see. I mean, you know, we know Kingpin fluctuates between those universes, between Daredevil and Spider-Man villain as well. So I would love to see it. We have some behind-the-scenes pics of day one of shooting of X-Men Apocalypse. You can see some more of Nightcrawler, but you can also see Jean Grey and Cyclops and Jubilee, so it's pretty cool to see that. Our brand new Honest trailer for the week is for The Hulk, which is the 2003 version, non-MCU, and the Everything Wrong With is the same Hulk It's Everything Wrong with Hulk in 14 minutes or less. I'm surprised it's only 14 minutes for that film. And lastly, we have the brand new, it is the last and final trailer for Mad Max Fury Road. So you can check that out as well. That is your news for the week, my friends. Lots of good stuff going on, and I'm happy to have brought it to you. Let's get to our box office and our release dates. On DVD and Blu-ray, as of today, is The Wedding Ringer, The Gambler, Paddington, Inherent Vice, and The Boy Next Door. I actually have The Wedding Ringer on order right now from Amazon. Super hilarious movie if you haven't seen it. In theaters on Friday is, of course, Avengers Age of Ultron and a little film, Welcome to Me, starring Kristen Wiig. I do hear she gets naked in that film, by the way. Spoiler alert. And our weekend box office results coming in. Number 10 is Woman in Gold with $3.5 million. Number 9, and also with $3.5 million, is Monkey Kingdom. Number 8 is Get Hard with $3.9 million. Number 7 is The Longest Ride with $4.4 million. Number 6 is Ex Machina in its wider release, bringing in $5.4 million. Number 5 is Unfriended with $6.2 million. Number 4 is Home with $8.3 million. Number 3 is the debut of The Age of Adeline with $13.4 million. Number 2 is Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2, bringing in another $15.5 million, hanging in there nicely. And number 1, once again, for the fourth week straight. I can't even tell you the last time there's been a movie that's been number one for 4 weeks in a row. It will be its last week, though, because there's a little film called Avengers coming out this week that I think will make a little bit more money than it. Furious 7, number one again with another $18.3 million, like I said, making it number four on the all-time highest grossing list. Crazy. I loved it. I want to go see it again for sure, if I can get a chance to. So that is your box office, those are your release dates, and that's the latest and the greatest here on Am I on the Air, my friends. I am so glad you came and joined me. I want to say hello and shout out to all the new listeners that have joined. We've gotten a lot of new listeners in the past, like over the past 3 or 4 episodes. The downloads and the viewership and everything have really, really increased, and we've gotten, you know, a ton more people subscribing, so I want to say thank you. Very, very much, and I really appreciate it. So spread the love to all your friends and family. We are all over the interwebs. Please check out our official webpage. It's amiontheair.com. You can look at all the latest trailers there. You can listen to the shows. You can look at movie reviews. You can see all the box office numbers. It's all right there, amiontheair.com. It's your one-stop shop to know what's going down in movies. Like us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/amiontheair, so you can get all the news updates right to your feed. Of course, follow us on Twitter for really, that's where you're going to get the most news, is on the Twitter page. So if you're on Twitter, you can create a little like side group or something, like called Entertainment News, and then just add Am I on the Air and follow us throughout the day, and you'll get all the hotness right there delivered to your phone and devices. On Twitter, you can follow us at Am I on the Air. You can follow me directly on Twitter also at DXDonMega. And you can subscribe to us, follow us on Instagram. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. It's just go to iTunes and type in Am I on the Air. An easier way to get to it is if you just go to amiontheair.com, click on the social tab, and you'll see there's a little button there. This is iTunes. That'll take you right to our page. Plus, we tweet it out at least once a week, so you can always find it there, too. Like I said, search for us on Instagram. Just search Am I on the Air. You'll see it pop right up. You can listen to us on Stitcher. So go to Stitcher Radio on your mobile device and just type in Am I on the Air. You can also find us on the TuneIn app as well. And, of course, our affiliates, RedDragonsRadio.com. That is our hub where you can listen to this show and Am I Still on the Air, and all our buddy shows, like This Week with the Geek, and Out of the Riffs, and the People's Forum, Pro Wrestling Nation. It's all right there on Red Dragons Radio. Go check it out. It's a fun, fun website where you can listen to a lot of great shows. I guarantee it, you'll love it. And follow on Twitter at Red Dragons Radio, so you'll always know what's going down with when new shows get posted and all that kind of good stuff. You can look up Red Dragons Radio on Facebook as well. I think that's it. I think that's all the shout-outs. We will be doing a Am I Still on the Air spoiler review for Avengers Age of Ultron. I don't know when, but we will be doing it. We'll have the whole crew, because we're all going together, so the whole crew will get together again. We will assemble, and we'll bust that out, talking about all of Avengers of Age of Ultron, what we loved, what we hated, what we wanted more of, all in great detail. You'll have me, Geeky Pat, you'll have Friggins, you'll have Peeps. We'll all get together and do that, so keep an eye out for that. It'll also be May next week, so we got to get together and bang out the third episode of Red Dragons Assemble, so I hope you listen for that. And and also keep an eye out for my interview with Sparrow. We're trying to hook up a date to get that done as well, so that'll be another Am I Still on the Air. So lots of great stuff coming at you. Keep an eye out on all the great programming. Once again, reddragonsradio.com. My name is Don, Don Mega. And you can, once again, amiontheair.com. Thanks again so much for listening as we wrap April up with a nice little bow. I can't wait to see Avengers Age of Ultron. I'm so stoked. Can it be Thursday already? Please, please. All right, guys. Keep it gangsta. And we'll catch you next time. Peace. Red Dragon!